Well, thank you very much, Kurt. And first of all, I'd like to welcome everybody to the International Agency for Research on Cancer and to the city of Lyon. And I'd like to extend a particularly warm welcome to you if it's the first time that you've visited the agency. And on behalf of all the staff here, really welcome you to IARC. I hope you'll excuse me if I spend just a few minutes making some introductory remarks, which I hope will serve to set the tone for the forthcoming days. The IARC monographs are one of the most important areas of the agency's activities, and as I travel around internationally and I ask people, what would you look to the agency for? The monographs are always among the first things that are mentioned. It's a highly valued and a highly respected programme. The history is that the programme was initiated by the late Dr. Lorenzo Tomatis, and the first volume of the monographs was published in 1972. And the programme, we feel, still sits very well at the core mission of the agency, and that is cancer prevention and cancer control. And it's interesting to see that, and encouraging to see that cancer prevention is increasingly being highlighted internationally. Later this year, the United Nations General Assembly will hold a high-level meeting on non-communicable diseases, including cancer. And it's only the second ever high-level General Assembly that's been on a health topic. The first one was HIV/AIDS. And it's clear that the prevention of cancer and other non-communicable diseases will be high on that agenda. And that will be discussed by world leaders, heads of state, and so on. Of course, one cannot prevent unless one knows the causes, and therein lies the major value of this monographs programme. I like to point out that inside the cover of the monographs, you will see stated that the monograph, and I quote here, is the views and expert opinion of an IARC working group. So you're part of the working group because you're an acknowledged expert, as testified through your scientific publication record. Your interpretations of the research findings in the field will differ. And indeed, we seek a balance of views when establishing the working group composition. But you're chosen on the basis of your expertise. You have much evidence to assess over the coming days across a wide range of disciplines, and I'm pleased that among the manuscripts to be considered are a number of recent ones from the IARC-led Interphone study. If you're here, it's not only because of your complementary expertise and perspective. It's because none of the information you've provided on your declaration of interest form has led us to reconsider your participation in this meeting. However, I would ask you to please review extremely carefully the completeness of your submission and respond to the opportunity to update your information at the start of this meeting, as will be explained, I think, a little later in more detail by Dr. Strife. Failure to disclose relevant information will serve the interests of no one. A further key point I'd like to emphasise is that IARC, therefore, does not write the monograph. We assemble the working group, and it's the working group which makes the evaluation. And it's a process which has served us well for close to 40 years and now over 100 volumes. I think it's also a process that's won respect for its integrity through many challenging topics in the past, and I'm sure many future challenging topics to come. The monographs are, therefore, widely used by national and international agencies as a source of information in their efforts to control cancer. And personally, I think it's worth valuing and protecting the service that this agency rightly offers to public health as an international, independent, and publicly funded organisation. Therefore, it's not an exaggeration to say that the eyes of the world are upon you over the next 8 days. The eyes of the world will certainly be drawn to you after those 8 days are over. And as leading experts, I ask you to remember who we are here to serve. And I was reminded of our responsibility as scientists recently towards the ordinary users of this technology. And it was characterized by a young person who simply asked me, "Is it safe to use my mobile phone?" Understandably, there's great interest in this topic from industry, and understandably, there's great interest in this topic from a wide range of articulate advocacy groups. However, it's the image of this young person, an agnostic user, and their needs that I ask you to keep to the forefront of your minds in the coming days. The fact that our working group are made up of people outside the agency means that we're reliant on the goodwill and generosity of scientists such as yourselves, giving up your time and your other intellectual commitments, both now and before the meeting, for the public good. So I want to formally thank you for being willing to attend this meeting and the work you've put in advance of it. And also I'd like to record the acknowledgement to your organisations that have permitted you the time to come and participate here in this monograph evaluation. Try to balance this by some positive input. It's not all sacrifice. Participation in the monograph meeting is rewarding, I believe, and it can even be enjoyable. We find usually that there's a mutual respect that develops amongst working group members as you grapple with the scientific evidence together. And this has often led to new collaborations and friendships through the monographs programme. It can, in a sense, be a return to the basics of the scientific process itself. But it can also be challenging. And I just wanted to share, if I may, one personal recollection with you, which was from the time I participated in an IUP monograph working group as an outside scientist. And I came to that meeting, obviously, as an expert in my field, knowing, of course, that I had a good, accurate understanding of my topic. But I'd never before experienced such an atmosphere of what was effectively an open discussion, real-time peer review exercise. And there was just one occasion when I was making an argument about my particular position, and I realised that the person opposite me had a more rigorous, defensible interpretation of the data. And there was a split second where I had to decide as a scientist whether I would dig in my heels and defend my position or listen and ultimately accept an alternative view. Our experience is that many scientists leave the monograph meeting having learned a lot, and that IARC monograph meeting for me certainly made me a better scientist. I hope it made me one with greater integrity, and I know it made me one that was more use to the public interest. And therefore, during this meeting, I would ask you to have the courage to listen as well as to speak during the meeting and the evaluation. In closing, then, let me reiterate my welcome to everyone. This is irrespective of your status at the meeting as working group members or as invited specialists assisting in the working group, representatives or observers, or in fact our wider secretariat. There's been a fair amount of comment in advance on the balance of representation at this meeting. For the record, let me state that other than the case of journalists, we've turned away no applications from organisations wishing to have a presence, either through observers or representatives. So the organisations represented here are those that stepped forward and asked to be present. At the same time, Dr. Strife will outline the guidelines for participation of the various attendees in this meeting, and these guidelines will be strictly adhered to in order to protect the integrity of the evaluation itself. My last word is to my own staff. I would like to wish all the best to Dr. Strife as head of the monographs programme, to Robert Barn, who's the responsible officer on this occasion, and the whole team in the section of the IARC monographs. We have exceptional people working at the agency, and the monographs team exemplifies that excellence. And I hope you will experience that as one of the things that you take away from this meeting over the next days. So I think now it's time really to turn to the science to try to evaluate the evidence. And I'll close there and pass the floor over to Dr. Strife.